Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. In recent weeks, executive orders and negotiated proclamations have been issued by some of the most powerful people in the world, and the results have been very significant. Usually, such powerful documents are political or military or economic in nature, but today, let's look at one of the most significant of all time. This document was autobiographical, issued by none other than King Nebuchadnezzar himself, sovereign over the Babylonian Empire. The opening paragraph of this remarkable document is unlike any other I've ever read. King Nebuchadnezzar, to the nations and peoples of every language who live in all the world, may you prosper greatly. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me. How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. His dominion endures from generation to generation. Daniel chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Now that's a remarkable opening paragraph to an open letter to the whole world from the most powerful man in the world at that time, isn't it? King Nebuchadnezzar had come to power as the second great king of the Babylonian Empire, succeeding Nabopolassar in 605 B.C. Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 43 years as the undisputed leader over most of the known world. His power and global dominance grew during all those years, and he handed a much larger Babylonian kingdom to his successors. Daniel, you may recall, had been taken as captive from Jerusalem as a young teenager in 605 B.C., the first of three invasions of Jerusalem by King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel's miraculous rise to high positions of influence with King Nebuchadnezzar are recorded for us in Daniel chapter 1 and 2. Yesterday, we concluded our look into the remarkable miracle of Daniel's three Jewish friends, who also were taken in that same 605 BC group of Jerusalem captives, as they survived Nebuchadnezzar's blazing furnace, as recorded in Daniel chapter 3. While Daniel does not give us an exact date for this remarkable account in Daniel chapter 4, it appears to have been near the end of Nebuchadnezzar's life and reign, which concluded about 562 BC. If Daniel was about 15 years of age when taken captive, Daniel would then have been about 55 years of age by this time. My guess is Daniel could have written several lengthy books recounting his experiences as advisor to King Nebuchadnezzar during more than four decades together. But alas, this is the last story that we have in Daniel chapter 4. Once again, King Nebuchadnezzar has had a troubling dream, and he explained it this way. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at home in my palace, content and prosperous. I had a dream that made me afraid. As I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me. So I commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be brought before me to interpret the dream for me. Daniel chapter 4. Does that sound familiar? Nearly 40 years earlier, King Nebuchadnezzar had troubling dreams, and only Daniel and his three Jewish captive friends were able to explain those dreams to Nebuchadnezzar. Remember? That experience is recounted for us in Daniel chapter 2. This time, once again, Nebuchadnezzar calls all his advisors, and again they are unable to explain the king's dream to him, according to Daniel chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And then Daniel came, and this is Nebuchadnezzar's significant comment. Finally, Daniel came into my presence, and I told him the dream. He is called Belteshazzar, after the name of my God, and the spirit of the holy gods is in him. Daniel 4, verse 8. Now that really fascinates me. Nebuchadnezzar had given Daniel this new name, Belteshazzar, as part of Daniel's re-education training during his first few months as a captive in Babylon, according to Daniel chapter 1, verse 7. It was an intentional effort to shame Daniel and undermine any spiritual association Daniel may have had with the Almighty God of Israel. But now, 40 years later, after all the experiences King Nebuchadnezzar has had with Daniel, did you notice how Nebuchadnezzar honored the God of Daniel and Israel, over the God of the Babylonians. What do you suppose Nebuchadnezzar had seen in Daniel that would cause him to say, the spirit of the holy gods is in him? Has anyone ever said that about you or me, my friends? This question is one that has been debated since Old Testament times. What is the evidence of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit of God in or upon a person? Do you remember the Apostle Paul wrote, live by the Holy Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5. In addition to that, the wisest man of all time, King Solomon, had written, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 9, verse 10. I believe Nebuchadnezzar had seen all of that in Daniel many times over, and thus concluded that the spirit of the one, true, almighty, holy God of Israel working in Daniel's life was entirely different from the man-made statues which the Babylonians worshipped. So, as Daniel entered the palatial throne room, King Nebuchadnezzar's greeting of Daniel was very significant. The record tells us Nebuchadnezzar greeted Daniel with these words, Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Here is my dream. Interpret it for me. Daniel chapter 4, verse 9. What a great compliment King Nebuchadnezzar paid Daniel, and Daniel's spiritual integrity and Daniel's spiritual reputation earned over 40 years. Let's put ourselves there in that throne room and grasp the significance of what is happening. King Nebuchadnezzar's dream had terrified him, Daniel chapter 4, verse 5, and he felt helpless to discern what the dream meant. He was confident God was giving him a message about him and his global leadership, but terror filled his heart, imagining what the dream might mean. This was no time for his advisors to tell him meaningless mumblings. It was no time for platitudes. The king needed truth, even if it was harsh truth. God was speaking. Nebuchadnezzar knew that, and Nebuchadnezzar was desperate to understand God's message in full detail. As had happened 40 years before, Daniel once again had a fresh and powerful understanding of why God had allowed him to be taken captive as a young teenager in Jerusalem and forced into the Babylonian training program. God had prepared and positioned Daniel for this moment in world history. It's a Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16 moment, isn't it, my friends? Tomorrow, we'll come back into this throne room to witness Nebuchadnezzar's retelling of his frightening dream and Daniel's shocking explanation.